The Afternoon Live Podcast with Anthony Martin. Listen in live on Hospedia Channel 1. Online at coastway.org.uk. Or on the TuneIn app Wednesdays from 1 on Coastway Hospital Radio for Brighton.
This week's featured artist on New at 2 has already released 2 EPs, the second of which went straight into the top 50 in the iTunes singer-songwriter charts when it was released back in 2014. With a new single out tomorrow, on the phone with me right now, I have Chichester-based singer-songwriter Ben Harvey. Hello, Ben.
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Perfect. So, you've managed to get 2 EPs together and out there since 2013. How long have you been writing music for?
I've probably been writing music for about 8 years now, something like that. I went to college and I played electric guitar and I was the lead guitarist in a few bands and stuff. And then I came out of college and I still wanted to kind of pursue doing music. So I started writing with a good friend of mine. And if anything good comes from it, we record it and just see what happens. So yeah, it's done all right so far.
Okay. What would you say was the spark to putting your music out there, going from being in a band to kind of doing a solo artist?
When college kind of finished, a lot of the band kind of split up and went on to go do other things in life. And I still wanted to kind of do music. So I thought, I can't really do electric guitar live. I've got to kind of do something new. So I thought if I write a song and get an acoustic out and maybe people will like it. It's doing all right. It's okay so far. I'm still winging it.
you're not doing too bad. How would you describe your own music style then? Because you said you didn't want to go down the electric guitar route. How would you describe your music offering now?
How to describe my sound?
Yeah.
Acoustic pop. So I think very similar to Ed Sheeran. I get compared to quite a lot.
Okay.
It's not just for having ginger hair. I think a bit of Passenger, a little bit Lewis Watson stuff. Yeah, things like that. Really, just very acoustic pop.
Yeah, and would you say there are artists or sounds that would have influenced you growing up or in later years?
Yeah, I was actually really heavily influenced by John Mayer. Guns N' Roses, which is a bit of a weird one. Nirvana. I've got a bit of a weird like music taste.
It kind of ranges out, doesn't it, from the rock to the acoustic kind of slow music.
Yeah, definitely. Well, my mum, like, I grew up listening to rock with her and stuff, and I kind of got into it through that way, and my brother as well. And I think recently, because I've been, the last few years I've been playing a lot of acoustic guitars, I've really got into these acoustic artists recently, and you know, it's been a huge impact for me.
Yeah, you can still actually hear a little bit of the rock influence, I think, in some of the songs.
Nice one.
Yeah, it lingers there. Your new single, Think About You, is out tomorrow, the 18th of June.
Yeah.
What made you choose that song above your other songs?
We released a music video for These Streets, I think, the end of last year. And I think we wanted to do one more single off the EP. And we Think About You, we recorded it and we put it out, and we always thought, oh, there's something missing. So the beginning of this year we recorded it again, and we liked it so much, so we thought, okay, all this needs is quite a good video to go with it. So we spent, I think, 2 months making the video for it, and and then we literally had it all finished and finalized last month, and then we planned a date to put it out. And yeah, hopefully people like it. I mean, the video has been out for about a month now, and people seem to be really enjoying it and stuff. It's this stop motion thing.
Yeah.
So it took a long time to film it all and to do it all, but the results are really good.
Yeah, I was going to say the video is up on YouTube at the moment, and it's getting quite a few views and comments. Who came up with the idea for the stop motion video? Because it's done really well, actually. It's done really, really well.
Yeah, well, the guy I write with, David Kelly, we do a lot of the songwriting together, and we were sat at my kitchen table and we were trying to think of a clever video idea, and like something which hasn't really been done before. And then suddenly we wanted to go kind of cartoony, and then all of a sudden a stop motion idea of Wallace and Gromit came into mind.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And we kind of thought on that a little bit and elaborated on it, and just it turned into that. We got a storyboard done and we took it to a guy called Joe Cannon, and he helped film it all. And he did a really good job at it. So thanks to David Kelly and Joe Cannon for helping me.
Yeah, and it took 2 months. Was that the filming or the actual from the whole creative process?
For the planning of it, okay. To get everyone free on a special day as well, a few days.
Yeah.
It took, I think, a good 5 days of filming.
Wow.
Something like that. And then a good 4 weeks of editing because putting about 1,000-odd pictures together and getting it all to look, well, to go with the flow kind of thing, it's quite difficult. But they did a good job.
Yeah, you must be relieved to have it out there and done with, I guess.
Well, yeah, we didn't want to end the video and then, film it all and then suddenly put it all together and there was just all that time gone and it looked awful and we'd have to come with another idea. So we're really happy it's all done and it looks really good. I'm really proud of it.
Cool. Now, the single has been doing pretty well so far, pre-release. Fortitude Magazine named it Single of the Week. It's got to be a major boost, right?
Yeah, those guys are Fortune Magazine. No, I've done some stuff for them before, and they're really good. They're really good to me, and I was really happy that they named it their single of the week. So yeah, I was happy with that.
Very good. And if you want to tell the listeners how they can get hold of that single, actually,
It comes out worldwide on the 18th of June. You can find it on Spotify, Amazon, Play Store, iTunes as well. It'll be available. It's on SoundCloud as well.
Okay.
So anywhere, if you want to type in on Google, Ben Harvey, Think About You, my face will somewhere pop up, like on iTunes or YouTube or whatever.
Very good. What's next for Ben Harvey? Your first two EPs were called Hashtag 1 and Hashtag 2. Is there a Hashtag 3 on the way?
That's the thing. I don't know about the third EP, what to call it yet. But yeah, we're definitely writing for it and working on it. So we don't know what to call it yet. But maybe we'll see.
And when is that due out then? Do you have any plans for a release date?
We don't know a date yet. We don't. We just want to get this single done, finalised and done out of the way, and then we can really concentrate on the third EP.
Cool. Right, so yeah, we're going to play your single on air now. If you want to tell us what it's about and introduce it for us.
Think About You was written about my current girlfriend at the moment. It's when you're thinking about someone. It's a bit of a lovey-dovey song. I hope you enjoy it when you listen to it. My name's Ben Harvey, and this song is Think About You.
Thanks very much, Ben. Take care.
The best new music from the best up-and-coming acts. New at 2 on Coastway Hospital Radio.